Saint Padre Pio is arguably one of the most famous saints of the last 200 years. To this day, he has an immense following of devotees, many of whom claim his intercession and answer to prayers. His canonization mass at St. Peter's in Rome in 2002 was among the most well-attended in church history, with nearly 2 million pilgrims making the trip to the Eternal City. I'm told by my friends there that most of Italy was actually shut down for about 5 days because so many people left their towns to come to Rome for the canonization. Many of you know that Padre Pio's mystical gifts have been well documented. From the wounds of the stigmata that bled out of his body for 50 years, to his somewhat random apparitions to the faithful, the gift of bilocation and clairvoyance, Padre Pio attracted thousands of penitents to the tiny town of San Giovanni Rotondo to have the Holy Friar hear their confession, which he did, like St. John Vianney, at times for up to 12 hours a day. Remarkable. Padre Pio had other gifts. He said that he could even see souls from purgatory climbing up the hills to his monastery in San Giovanni Rotondo to attend Holy Mass. He said at times that there were more souls climbing the hills up to the monastery than actually were attending physically from members of the Church Militant in their midst. Really remarkable saint. There's a dimension of this holy Capuchin friar's life, however, that is overlooked. It's the many sufferings that he endured as a priest. And I just don't mean the stigmata. Congruent with Jesus' prediction in today's gospel that he would suffer, Padre Pio had his fair share of the cross. And the cross often came in the form of many persecutions that he endured at the hands of his superiors and those within his own community, sadly. Of course, this experience is not unique to Padre Pio. Many other great saints have had instances in their lives where they realize this. Think of Teresa of Avila or Saint Bernadette Subaru, both women religious who both labored along this path of suffering. And yet, in spite of the many persons who opposed him, Padre Pio continued along the path without complaint and remained faithful to his vocation. When the going got tough, Padre Pio stuck with Jesus on the cross. And rather than becoming despondent and full of self-pity, Padre Pio learned to suffer in joy and with a quiet confidence in divine providence. To use Father Terrien's image in yesterday's homily, Padre Pio's glass was a glass overflowing with love and trust in Jesus Christ. Pope St. John Paul II, who canonized Padre Pio in 2002, was very much moved by this holy friar. In fact, St. John Paul II said that once in his lifetime prior, he had actually gone to San Giovanni Rotondo and Padre Pio actually heard his confession. Can you imagine that meeting? Two future saints in the same confessional. And this is what John Paul had to tell us at the canonization mass. I quote, "The life and mission of Padre Pio testify that difficulties and sorrows, if accepted with love, transform themselves into a privileged journey of holiness, which opens the person toward a greater good, oftentimes known only to the Lord." He continues, "Throughout his life, Padre Pio always sought greater conformity with the crucified one, since he was very conscious of having been called to collaborate in a special way in the work of redemption. His holiness cannot be understood without this constant reference to the cross. In fact, the ultimate reason for the apostolic effectiveness of Padre Pio, the profound root of so much spiritual fruitfulness in his life, can be found in that intimate and constant union with God. Attested, the Pope says, to Padre Pio's long hours spent in prayer and in the confessional. Padre Pio used to love to repeat, 'I am but a poor Franciscan who prays,' convinced that prayer is the best weapon we have, a key that opens the heart of God." Padre Pio knew what it meant when we say that a priest is a crucified man. His life challenges us to examine our own willingness to be crucified men and to accept whatever crosses may come our way in the priesthood, especially when those crosses sometimes painfully emerge from the Church herself. In those moments, may we ask Padre Pio's intercession to understand the logic of suffering that he himself knew so well, and to persevere in our ordination commitment to stay with Jesus. May the struggles we endure only cause us to grow in greater trust in God's unique plan for each of us, and in the knowledge that he can always draw good out of seemingly very difficult situations, painful ones, in fact. Let us open our hearts to the one who never tires of forming us to become more and more his own. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us.